Gunshots ring out in downtown Louisville, prompting police to warn passersby to take cover. Police arrived within 3 minutes of an 8:30 a.m. call that a gunman was firing inside Old National Bank. Smashing through the glass of the locked bank, they engaged the gunman, killing him.
Officers arrived on scene and encountered the suspect almost immediately, still firing gunshots. Officers exchanged gunshots with that suspect, and ultimately that suspect did die at the scene.
But by that time, four people were killed at a bank where Kentucky's governor keeps an account. A fifth victim died later.
We lost four children of God today, one of whom was one of my closest friends. Tommy Elliott helped me build my law career, helped me become governor, gave me advice on being a good dad. He's one of the people I talk to most in the world, and very rarely were we talking about my job. He was an incredible friend.
Nine victims have been taken to the hospital, including three police officers, one shot in the head. The gunman has been identified as Connor Sturgeon, a 23-year-old bank employee. Police say he streamed the entire attack on social media. Hours later, a SWAT team searched his home.
Let's be clear about what this was. This was an evil act of targeted violence.
On day 100 of 2023, it was the 146th mass shooting of the year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. A little over 2 hours later, another gunman killed a man at a Louisville community college and fled. Police say it was unrelated. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.